Do I have a sense? We've had our medical meeting with the doctors, Ted and I. But frankly, I haven't had a staff meeting, which will conclude from here. So I feel very good about it. Why don't you just ask me specifics, and I'll tell you. I mean, whoever you're interested in. But
Jenkins.
Yeah, Jenkins. I mean, he went through the fastest physical, and I mean, we'll be smart with him as far as, you know, how much he practices. I anticipate him to go forward. We're just keeping an eye on him in the individual work, because obviously he hasn't been in that live action or in quite some time.
Barnett,
we're gonna put him on the PEP to not pass his physical. No, Nick's the only one. Oh, definitely. Nick Barnett's had, you know, he's had a very good rehab process, you know, throughout the spring and over the summer. I mean, he looks good. I know the training staff is very positive of his testing results, and not to get into specifics, everything about Nick Barnett, but he's definitely headed in the right direction. But it was a significant injury, November, the first week of November, as I recall. So, he's definitely on time. That's $1,700, $1,701 actually. Fine. But we just went through the finalists, so I just thought that you know. But Bigby's fine. But just as far as how much he practices, and just because, you know, Atari hasn't gone since December. Chad, we'll probably go with Chad what we normally have, you know, one a day schedule. Same. Just watch Scott just to start out. The plan is to look at all the players that have come off those type of injuries and probably reassess after approximately 2 or 3 days. So. I couldn't tell you. It's just really on how he tests. It's just a normal process. You know, Nick has been working exclusively with the trainers. You know, now it's time for Nick Barnett and Winston Moss to get more into, you know, the football drills with the coach as opposed to the trainer, because it goes to a different level. So he just has to take that next step. Not as far as prior to 2 o'clock. I've been tied on a meeting from 2 to 4. So. I don't really concern myself with the contract negotiations. I think, you know, every year you go through it. I have all the confidence in the world in Russ Ball, and I look forward to see BJ when he gets there. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what I just told the team. We just completed our team meeting and went through all the administrative aspects of it. And at the end, I had a chance to talk to them. And every year, I've stood in front of that room and told them this is the most competitive training camp. Oh, I probably didn't say it the first year because I didn't know, but I know I had the last 2 years. And I said it again this year, and I meant it. I think we clearly have 80 players on our roster. That after our last cut, we're going to be playing against some of the individuals in the room. I feel that strongly about it. So it's a great opportunity for all of us, players and coaches and support staff, to pull this thing together and have an excellent football team. And that's what we're looking forward to starting tomorrow. Well, distractions are a part of our business. Sometimes you see them coming, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they come in different forms and fashions. I think last year is an outstanding opportunity to look back on and learn from, and that's really how we've addressed it as a football team. So you just have to deal with the distractions, and you got to keep it on the road. Keep moving forward, because, you know, one thing happens in this business, and it's so competitive, It's such a challenge every single day that you're either improving or you're stepping backwards, and you just don't stay the same in the NFL. It's improving over and over again. So when those distractions come, you need to take them head on and keep moving and communicate and make sure their leadership's direct. And once again, I don't want to be redundant. You just got to keep pushing forward. I think it's lessons of life, lessons of experience that we can apply to our football program. That's I look at everything that we've done in the past, both positive and negative, as learning experiences. I think it's life. That's football. It's old news. It's something we can learn from. Yes, the same philosophy and concept of I just talked about with the distraction. It's take the 2 minute situation. You have opportunity to break it down. You look at the percentage of reps you spend on in practice in the spring and training camp and all the way through. So you evaluate your preparation, you evaluate your performance, and you apply a better plan as you move forward. And I feel that we've done that in a number of instances throughout our program, whether it be a new defensive scheme, adjusting personnel to the new scheme, and it will help us also on special teams. I think that's all part of staying in front of the curve of the National Football League. It's so competitive, and you got to stay on the front end of that curve. Well, I mean, we're hitting targets, and that's what you do. You go through the spring, and Dom has done a great job, number one, with the staff, bringing the staff together, getting everybody on the same page. It was drastically different for our players. They've jumped in, bought in, and it's just a lot of change. The way the meetings are conducted, the way we practice, the volume of the scheme, the different types of pressures, and I think we're off to the next one start. Now we need to apply it in a padded environment, and that's what we're excited about. No, I don't. It's time to go. Our guys, I can't tell you enough about the players. Everybody has off-season program workouts. Everybody has the OTAs, but it's the extra time. It's the one-on-one in the offices at night. The players in the building a relationship with the coaches and getting the extra work. And it's an incredible commitment that they've made in the spring that allows us to go forward just like every team in training camp, whether you're first, second, third year into your scheme. So I think it's going to be great to watch this offense and this defense schematically challenge each other and get ready for these preseason games. Yes. Well. Yes, but we're all human nature. You go away for 4 weeks, and you're sitting wherever you sit on vacation, and you start thinking, well, I might need this in week one or week four. But conceptually, we're not putting in anything new. We may do a variation of a concept that I know. Talking with Dom Wednesday morning, there's three pressures in the sub packages that he had. So it's just. You have time to go back and reflect and make sure your menu has everything on it that you need. Oh, I think it's a continuation because you have to teach and I've talked about it over and over again here. I think when you hit March, I always look at March and April as an opportunity for the strength conditioning staff to move forward in their program, to start hitting the targets that they need to hit. But more importantly, I think for the individual player to have individual improvement, to go in and break down his particular game, how he's going to be used, the things he needs to work on, the questions that need to be asked on a one-on-one basis that, sometimes in a group setting, it's not as clear to you, particularly with young players. We're the youngest team in the league for the past 3 years, and I think our off-season program really helped us and taught us how important it is to get those younger players ready quicker, whether it's from scheduling standpoint, the extra time that you need to spend with them, and so forth. But to me, it's a continuing process. But training camp, to me, if you're looking for a line, it's a line for real football. It's time to go play real football. You know, the shorts, you know, the underwear, it's off now. The pads are on. We'll have more padded work this year than we did last year. We had a very different training camp schedule last year with just the way our preseason games fell and so forth. So our snaps, our reps, this year will be the highest of my 4 years here. A lot of it has to do with the way the scheduling fell and still taking care of the players on the rest of recovery day that we feel is very important. But I think it's going to be a great camp. Just got to stay healthy. Like to put it to bed. We've talked about that today. But, I'll tell you this. You know, I always refer to it as the lessons of 2008. I mean, it gets me up every day. You know, it still burns my gut, and they know about it. You know, and I'm sure they're tired of hearing about it. But, you know, it's once again, they're experiences that you need to learn from. They're both positive and negative. I don't view it that way. I'm thankful to be standing here today talking to you, if you can believe that, Mike. I'm serious. I have the best job in professional sports. I'm excited to coach these guys. I'm excited about our support staff, what they've done to get us ready for this training camp. I'm just excited that I'm up here 2009 ready to go. That's the way I look at it. I don't think you can predict that. I think the way we schedule them, Tom, we have the opportunity to let we have less risk for fatigue injuries. I think that's what this. I know this training camp schedule gives us that. You know, injuries come in different forms, different fashions, and sometimes they're very unfortunate. Players get themselves in bad position, so from a scheduling standpoint, you can try to lessen the risk for fatigue injuries, and I think I know our schedule does that, and that's it really goes about that far. I think the strength and conditioning staff has done a very good job. The condition of our football team is improved. I think a lot of that is the program, the maturity of our players. If you look at Darren College and Jason Spitz, you look at Tremont Williams, you look at some of these younger guys that have now been there 2-3 years. I mean, it's a part it's a product of also them maturing as individuals too. So I like to stand up here and give all the coaches credit, but those guys put a lot of time into it. And I just think we're growing up as a football team. I think the biggest change that I see in Aaron Rodgers is his growth, with his teammates, in the locker room, and the way people react to him. I see a young man that's still, busting his butt, paying the extra, the extra time and to the quarterback school. So I see a very, consistent football player that's finding different ways to improve, whether it's his off-season program, he goes back to San Diego between, the off-season, the OTAs and now. So he has improved every year from our first year together. So I think he's very consistent there, but the biggest change I see is just really the interaction and the way the way he treats and the way his teammates treat him. You're definitely seeing the leadership, his leadership ability moving forward. Well, I think I'd answer the question the same way. Both our young quarterbacks, Brian and Matt, they're both fundamentally better today than they were when they started in March. They both have a complete understanding of the offense, much better than when they started. So that's going to help them a lot to get the timing and all the other things that are so important in training camp. And it comes with reps. Every young quarterback in the National Football League fights for those reps, and they'll be doing the same as they compete. For that number two spot. So I definitely definitely excited about the progress that they made, the time that they put in, and I think we'll definitely see the dividends in training camp. Well, you always want to be more physical. I mean, that's the goal. It's really going to be a part of our makeup. I mean, if you just run our base defense out there today compared to, you know, last year at training camp, we're bigger on the line of scrimmage. So does that make you more physical? You know, we're bigger in run defense and, like I said, in our base. But I think the maturity of our football team, that all those things apply to being bigger, stronger, faster, more physical. Like, our players practice with a tremendous tempo. They've always played hard. I've never had an issue with those two factors or elements of our program. So, you know, I think we are a physical football team, but you always want to be the most physical football team, and we'll keep working at it. Well, it really, you know, depends on when it gets here, because the end snaps are very important for him, especially in base, and just like most teams, I would think. You start off with base, your first practices, and work your way to sub. So, I'm not ready to go there. I mean, we don't practice tomorrow till mid-afternoon. That's a lot of time in contract negotiations. So that's, but you don't ever want to see a young player miss snaps. They're important, no doubt. Not really, really. I'm not in that mindset, so I don't have an answer for you. I'm not sure where you're going with your question, Tom. Cleaner, more efficient. I didn't think we were. I want to make sure I'm answering. Yeah. It's going to be different. I mean, just looking at the schedule, it's, you know, we have 7 days between the first two preseason games. If, you know, if you've ever laid out a training camp, that's important. It makes it flow better. So we were, I don't know the exact number, we had less snaps in training camp last year than we did. You know, probably of the 4 years, last year was the least. So more work is always probably a better indicator of gaining more efficiency, I guess, to answer your question. Well, I guess to answer your question, I would say yes. I'm always trying to push the standard higher, regardless of what happened in the past. We started the season pretty good last year, you know, and I think a lot of that reflects your training camp. So the biggest decisions we have to make in training camp are, you know, A, pick our team, but B, we got to come out of the gate playing, you know, against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. So, you know, we want to be performing at a high level. Those are the things that I look for.
Did you guys have any say or have much say
as far as when we play or who we play? You can request opponents, but yes. We had a Monday night football game. You know, the national TV games, you do not have a say in. Our season last year, our preseason started on Monday Night Football last year. And then we had the Democratic convention up in Denver, I think, pushed our game to Friday, was it? So, I mean, we had different combinations. We never had 7 days between, it's no excuse, but I mean, we never had 7 days between a preseason football game last year, where we do the first 2 weeks. That's the design of the practice schedule, which is the same schedule we've used. This will be our third year using it.
Satisfied with the
Yes, and very positive feedback from Dave Redding and Mark Lovott. All the coaches were at the workout. I was there for most of it. So the conditioning has really never been an issue with our team, and I think we're off to a good start. Really, to be honest with you, in June, we probably have more of an issue with guys overtraining. So, and that tells you something about the mindset of these guys. Am I convinced? You know, I'm a realist, but I have a very optimistic personality. So we're trying to win them all, Mike. So I had to answer your question. Yes, we're better than 6-10.
Is the talent that's on the roster?
Everybody has talent. I've stood up here. I don't know why. There's one goal here in Green Bay. That's to win the world championship. That'll never change.